Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
I can't stop dancing. I do love dancing. Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
You should do it more then.
Dancing?
Yeah, you don't dance enough.
Oh, really?
Really.
I haven't done enough of my kick line moves for
whatever.
You.
Whatever. I
morning.
Mean, you know, we could always use a new
change.
Video, right, Bob?
Okay.
Bob, you want more dancing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll keep that in mind.
All right.
I'll keep it in mind. I'll be ready to, you know, bust a move.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Mostly, I just like to air guitar. That's what I consider dancing. That and the Elaine, which I'm really good at.
You know, I love Elaine.
Oh, my God.
I just rewatched Seinfeld. I think she might be one of my favorite characters of all time.
Do you mean the whole series?
Yeah.
Okay. I just rewatched it. It took 48 hours.
It took like 3 weeks.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's three dedicated weeks. How many episodes are there? Like 200 episodes?
Well, I just leave it on all the time. Maybe it took longer. I just leave it on while I'm cooking or cleaning.
Just on in the background.
Yeah.
That is so classic. I just rewatched Seinfeld.
Yeah.
As in every one of them.
It's funny, at my house, John just leaves it on the news all day, which is, it's fine. I don't care. Like,
he's really a news, oh, you've said he wants to fight with your mom.
He just likes to have it on because he just, you know, I don't know, whatever.
Because he likes to have anxiety
and
hopes to never sleep again.
It's not that he's always sitting there watching it, but he just has it on. So if you're like, you know, while we're making food or if we're doing, you know, whatever is happening, if we're in that area, he'll have the TV on. And I would much prefer if he just ran Seinfeld. I would get sucked in, though. I don't know if I'd be able to not be paying attention to it.
I do it with Gilmore Girls, too, and Susan has learned it. He knows Gilmore Girls forwards and backwards.
My daughter watches that on repeat. Absolutely.
All right, how about some Benson Boone tickets, you guys?
Yeah, man.
What do we think? Magical. So good. Right now, text the word POP. P-O-P. POP. That's Pop Sugar right there. POP. To our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win the Mystical. Go 4-pack of tickets to see Benson Boone October 1st at the Chase Center. Text the word POP to 20357. Same here, last chance to get tickets for the show. I guess it must be sold out or something. We're doing this all week, right?
Yeah, but this is the last week that we'll be giving out any tickets.
I see. Courtesy of Golden Voice, this hour's code word is POP. Makes people, you know, they want to, they're like, oh, last chance? Better get in on this. But we're doing this all day. So we started at 7:05 and it goes every hour on the fives until Jane's show's over at 6. Well, her show's over at 7, but it's 6:05 in her last hour. She'll have another set for you. So if you're interested in Benson Boone tickets, apparently you're at the right place. All right. I wanted to start with this. I feel like this is a story that transcends Cardi B because I've heard people say this before, that they want to have kids so that they have someone to take care of them in their old age, which personally I feel is not a good reason to have kids. You've heard it too, haven't you?
Yes. Someone I'm close to said exactly those words. Mm. And I went, that is not a reason to do this. But Mm-mm. Okay, it's your reason.
You can have whatever reason you'd like, but it does. So, but Cardi B is like, I want more kids because I'm going to have kids taking care of me. And of course, she's a lady who's probably generating wealth on a level that none of us will ever, like those True. Kids will, she'll be like, I will cut you out of the will if you don't get over here and right. wipe me.
Well, and your job, I pay you. You are to be here. Yes.
You're a paid son or a paid daughter. Cardi B already has three kids. She wants to have more. She was on the J-Hud show.
These kids are with, what's that guy's name?
Offset.
Offset.
Offset. I was like, one of the Migos guys.
Mm-hmm.
Which they were married, weren't they?
Yeah, but they were that couple divorced. That can't stay together and can't quit.
Can't break up.
But I think they're finally
I
there
think
now.
All their kids, though, are with... Are the two of them.
Yes. I think so too.
But she was on the Jennifer Hudson show. She said, the more kids you have, the less of a possibility you go to like, you know, nursing home. If you have a bunch of kids, someone will stay at the house.
You know what? When I heard this and it was
One
Christina.
One of them is going to wipe my butt.
And it wasn't her only reason for having kids. But when she said it to me, I just went, that was never on. I have lists. I took, what did it, when she brought up the kid, I went, I need a year to think about this. Remember, I
yes,
totally went,
I
yeah. And but it was never on anywhere on all the things I thought about. That was not on the list. Of,
well, I'm old and frail,
someone will be able
to
take care of. No, I never thought once about that.
I think about it all the time. It's
what?
One of the reasons I regret not having kids.
Oh.
I think about, like, what who's going to take care of me when I'm old?
But that's,
Nobody.
First of all, it's not guaranteed that they will.
And second of all,
you shouldn't want that for your kids. Like, they should be off having a life.
Yeah. Lunch. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you're older, it's nice to have
well, it's certainly
checking
nice
in
to
on you, getting you to the doctor's
that.
Appointments, doing all that kind of stuff.
Oh, mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, that is, I heard that and went, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like Cardi B's totally thought about it. Cardi is, they say here that she's known for spoiling her kids. Especially with expensive gifts. I do remember her when I think Culture was her first kid. Is that the first daughter?
Mm.
And she was really little and she had gotten her like a bib that was worth, you know, $150,000 worth of bling or whatever. Like, you know, the binky with a 12 karat diamond sticking off the end of it.
No one appreciates their money the way Cardi B does. I love that.
Oh, you feel like that's money appreciation?
I just feel like the way she... just is proud of how far she's come.
Because she used to like be a hooker who rolled dudes just so we're just
I
so we're
dance.
Clear.
I make money moves.
Yep.
Yeah, and would then also steal money from people that she would take, you know.
Laughingly yeah. telling that story.
Like I would rob my Johns.
She's so charismatic. It's hard
yes.
not to.
Yes.
For the
I
record.
All, you have some money. I don't have any. I'll take your money.
We should add that not every person that marries doesn't have that in their mind as well. Whether it's plenty of people get married and say, "Well, hey, I want to be with
old
someone
together." We'll care for each
That's on their
other.
List as well. So yes. It's not. I know it sounds super weird when someone just puts it in a sentence. You're like, "Are you nuts?" But in reality, I remember my aunt saying, "Yeah, I want security and I want someone, you know, to be there with me when I'm old." And I right. thought. Well, first of all, you have two divorces, so are you sure about the security thing? And then the whole old, okay, well, that's one reason
sure.
to be married, for sure,
there, for,
among
absolutely.
The many.
And that's not everybody's reason, but it's certainly a consideration. Is this a person I want to grow old with? Do I feel like we'll have a life of happiness, a long life, right up until the point where we're wiping each other, you know.
I
hate the whole thing.
If it occurred to me at all,
humiliation of old age.
I would think it's probably best if I have my heart attack alone, so no one's there, and I can just go out on my own without putting anybody through stress.
Right.
And
they just find me, and I'm just all, you know.
That would probably be my thought process. Would be like, I don't want anyone around.
Just, right. Exactly. And like people look. I'm not saying that people don't come back from strokes. They do. It happens. In fact, Motley Crue, Vince Neil just admitted he had a stroke. And he's talking about how he's like, now I'm like 90-95% back. But he was in a wheelchair. Like he was a whole left side of his butt. I was like, how did you? They canceled a show. I want to say it was like last Christmas. They wound up canceling a show and didn't say why.
And that was
and
why?
It was because he had a stroke.
Ay, ay, ay.
So people do come back from a stroke, but like sometimes I know people who come back from strokes and you're like, if that were me, I would not want to have been found. Just let me go. Feel like now I don't want to do that to, I don't want to be that person to my family. Like that their last memories of me are, you know, feeding me and wiping
well,
me.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. He, you know, she took a drink on this side and it came out yeah. the other side.
I like, had to that hold is not- this side shut for her so that she could get some drink down.
Yeah, that is tough.
It is. It's really tough rough. Stuff.
Okay, so anyway.
So Cardi, there she goes on. This is, you know, the more kids you have, the less of a possibility that you go to a nursing
All
home.
All right, fine.
And she says, one of them is going to wipe my butt. She is known for spoiling her kids with the expensive gifts. She says she tries to keep them humble. So she'll, like, pull their diamond-encrusted glasses off them, make them look around when she takes them to, like, the Dominican Republic. She says, they have like a lot of cousins and a lot of my friends. They still outside. They still in the hood and everything. They was just in the Dominican Republic. It's like, yeah, my grandma. And I'm reading this word for word. Do it. This is my Cardi B right here. They was just in the Dominican Republic. It's like, yeah, my grandma going to make them clean and stuff. I want them to know. And I think that she didn't say them. She said a swear. They inserted that word. Mm. I'm cleaning it up for her. I want them to know that there's another world out there. This is not your world. It's not always about the backyard and foxes and deers. There's rats and mices.
She said mices?
Mices. Anyway.
She wants them to have perspective. Sure. That's great parenting. Right.
That is good parenting.
I want them to see the world from up on top of that altar I built for them. Anyway, I really feel like It's an interesting question. Why did you have kids? And there are a lot, and there are no wrong answers for whatever your reason might be.
Why did you have kids?
Because John forced me.
Made you.
So yeah. So that's why. But I do think that sometimes people are like, I want friends, or I want a mini me, or I want, you know, the kid to live my dream of being a baseball star, or you know, whatever your thing is. I know John was pretty, like, both my kids are pretty musical. So I know that's good, but he wanted them to play sports and they were like, we hate sports, Dad. We hate sports. They'll ski, but they hate sports. They would never, never watch a football game or baseball game or a basketball game or a hockey game or any game at all. They would never play golf with him. He'd be like, let's go to the batting cages. They'd be like, I'll be locked in my room playing my guitar.
They won't golf either. That is too bad.
I know. Yeah, you never know what the future holds. But yeah, they definitely aren't doing that. I'm just going to give you this one real quick. I don't have a ton of time left here, but I did tease it. There is some drama between Zach Bryan. Zach Bryan is the chicken foot guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay.
He's not, he's a data chicken fry.
His ex-girlfriend, right.
But that's how I keep him straight.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy named Gavin Adcock.
Adcock?
That's right.
I don't know this
not
guy.
Not like Ad Rock, Adcock.
The other guy,
either.
Though, has huge hits. We know
so
that.
So there's drama between these two. Apparently, Gavin Adcock is a pretty big country star.
I've never heard of him.
This drama, this is a confrontation that went down at something called the Born and Raised Fest in Oklahoma. They don't like each other. So I'm like, why don't they like each other? Adcock criticized Zach Bryan's reaction to a disappointed teenage fan on social media. Apparently a 14-year-old fan posted a video. This was July, posted a video expressing disappointment after Zach Bryan's concert didn't stop to greet fans. They were waiting there for hours and he just walked out and, hey, all, and went on the bus. Zach Bryan's response was, you're not entitled after someone plays 2.5 hours to a picture or hello. Get off my D, he said.
Oh. Well, we can so put him in the nice guy column.
Sure. Gavin Adcock said,
why, you son of a...
Basically, you son of a biscuit. So... Zach Bryan's mad about that. So he sees Gavin Adcock at this festival on the other side of a barbed wire fence. And he climbs the barbed wire fence to get at him. He climbs it, gets over it, and he's going coming at him. He's going to beat him up.
He got over a barbed wire at the top of a fence.
I think the whole fence was barbed wire.
It was a fence. It was one of those really tall fences. And then at the very top of it, it has like those three wires.
Okay. Yeah, that's, yes.
So did he like throw a jacket over those to not
snap? He just grabbed it.
He grabbed it and went.
Yeah, I didn't see him actually make it all the way over, but I saw him try.
They had to separate them. Like people were pulling them away from each other.
It's like classic toxic male vibes in this video. He's like making himself big and he's like pacing back and forth.
I'm all
just
puffed
like,
up.
Well, yeah, that dude, if I know his story and I'm not a huge fan, but he comes from the military. Mm. Like he was a Navy guy and started posting videos.
I don't know if it was him singing,
and that's how that was his come up.
Yeah.
And I've actually kind of marveled at how well he's done considering it's not in his background at all.
He may be at the edge now.
Well,
sounds like he wants to beat up this
guy. Well, these guys, they love that stuff.
I guess so, right?
It's one thing to have your ex-girlfriend speak out against you. And I think it's another, you know, demerit in Zach Bryan's column to have a fellow country artist disrespect the way that you are a country artist. I think that's like very telling. I think, obviously, I think Brianna's story is true and very telling, but this is just another, like, you don't even respect the guy as an artist. Ugh.
Well, I'm looking at the Born and Raised, and I was laughing because that's just, to me, that's a dumb name for a big show.
Born and Raised!
But then again, you know, Oklahoma. Lollapalooza, what is that, right?
Right.
But here is Gavin Adcock played on Saturday at the Born and Raised. This Zach isn't anywhere on the bill.
No, he's not on the bill.
Oh, you said that. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that part.
He was going to the thing and saw him on the other side. I mean, I'm sure he was going to like an artist entrance. Like I'm sure he's a VIP at a thing like this.
Gotta have backstage passes for that.
Something.
Right?
So, but he got out of a truck, right? He jumps out and goes and climbs over this fence to get at this dude because he was so mad about their beef.
I just found the part where he actually climbs over the fence just barehanded.
Just does it.
Over the, yeah, just pushes
the barbed wire down. He's a guitar player too. What is wrong with that guy?
You really going to do this? All right. Anyway, so there's the, oh, that is a tall fence.
Oh, is that Adcock right there?
Hold on. Where's the,
oh, they're, I don't they're see having words. Wire.
Oh, is it just one strand at the
it's
top?
It's like those three lines at the top.
He doesn't care. Oh, foot. He's using a foot. Oh, oh, he's sitting on it now. Oh,
he's
my.
He's on the barbed wire.
He is.
At the top of a fence.
It wasn't graceful. That was not, he did not show well in that. He seems like a giant jerk.
The middle of him right over the barbed wire.
I know. Did you see him pick it up too?
You know what's in the middle?
I am away.
Yikes.
Ain't here nor there. All right. So that is all from this side of the board. What's going on over there, Vin?
A man tunneled into his neighbor's upstairs apartment. And more after these.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Sink in the river, the lessons I've learned. Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram. Video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show posted there daily. Plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Benson Boone Tickets. Mm. All this week, listen on the fives every hour from 7:05 to 6:05 p.m. That's 7:05 in the morning.
Yeah.
To 6:05 p.m. for the code word. Text that code word to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win the mystical, magical four-pack to Benson Boone, October 1st at Chase Center, courtesy of Golden Voice. Benson Boone, everyone.
He is so hot. He's red hot.
Red hot.
And single.
Yeah, yeah. Newly single.
Yeah, it's true. I think someone I know told me that.
Oh, yeah? Ooh, that's weird. You know somebody who knows some Tinsel
Knows
Town
all
crap?
The stuff, yeah. Yep.
Someone who reads TMZ? Wow.
I don't think that's it. I think she's got a line on...
Yeah, sources probably. People, sure, yeah. Right.
Mostly sunny today with a high in a Bay Area high of 90.
Oh, it's looking sunny out there right now.
You know, young 90. You know, 91, sure. 92.
Early 90s, right. Not late 90s.
Niners got a win, but there's two games on Monday Night Football tonight. Tampa Bay, Houston, and then at 7 o'clock, Chargers, Raiders. Let's see here. The Valks lost, so they are in a must-win for Wednesday night at 7 p.m. That game's in San Jose. And they're selling tickets. Go create that home field advantage we need to get our big win to stay in the playoffs. Yeah. Go Valks.
How great would it be? Let's get the next two.
Would be great. Absolutely.
A lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is just one of those psycho stories, and you be the judge.
Okay. I love being the judge.
A 46-year-old guy in Calgary is facing charges after tunneling into his neighbor's upstairs apartment. The woman above him was out of town when it happened, but told police she'd been having issues with the guy.
Oh.
Her front door was still locked when she got home from her trip this month, but as soon as she went inside, she knew someone had been in there.
Oh.
Because there was a large hole in one of her walls. Cops got a warrant to search the guy's place last Monday and found a hole in his ceiling with a ladder under it. Hadn't moved or touched anything.
He just somehow got up into her wall through his floor?
He got through his floor, up into her wall.
Wow.
It turned out he'd gotten into the wall behind her fireplace and busted a hole in her drywall to get in. It's not clear if he just wanted to wreck the place or what, but he's facing charges. She wasn't there. The place is, here's a picture of it. You'll be able to comment on that. There's the wall by the fireplace.
Oh,
it's
there's
a
like
giant
a gap
mess
behind it. Yeah, that's, wow.
Now I'm going to guess, and I'm only guessing because I have no idea. I really don't. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to guess he was hoping he could create a peepo.
Dudes in their peepos.
Well, and then...
like, then it got a little out of control and part of the wall fell away. Is that...
Have you ever started a project where you went, well, I didn't expect this to take this long or get this messy?
Literally
or...
every project right. ever.
Right. So there's a guy who
I really thought this would take 20 minutes.
You know what? I have a great idea. And then later realized, yeah. Well, I've now ruined her apartment. I'm just going to go home.
Right.
And pretend it wasn't well.
I mean, how can anyone not know? Follow the hole. Where does it lead?
He didn't even move the ladder from the hole through his ceiling.
It's like, I give up. I did it.
When they finally showed up with a warrant, there he was. The ladder, the hole in the ceiling with the ladder under it was sitting right there.
So we think, I agree with you, we're thinking he just wants to put in a peepo or like a one of those tiny little cameras.
I'm
looking
not,
for a place to put that in.
So what happens to this guy?
I don't know. Maybe is she just so loud and he just wanted to sabotage her? Or like, I don't understand.
Things
I don't
happen
know what
between neighbors, and I can tell you, this is just in my own house. People have said to me, you would think you're 500 pounds the way you walk.
Oh.
When I'm upstairs and they're downstairs, apparently I'm a loud walker.
Yeah.
I don't notice it.
I've been told that too.
Have
it
you?
It makes me feel very self-conscious.
Well.
Like, you walk around like you're an elephant. I'm like, do I? Well, that makes me sad.
It does. It's a surprising thing to hear from someone
right.
that is supposed to like you.
So when I walk around the house, I try to put my toe down first as opposed to thunking my heel onto the ground.
Well, sometimes you're just buzzing around doing chores and you just do what you do.
It's like stomp, stomp,
stomp. I don't know if this lady's made, you know, a new... My guess, again, is that she's semi-good looking and he would just love to see that.
See more of that.
But what happens? Because this is one of those scenarios where now she's got to be horrified.
Yeah.
And wants to move.
Right.
Does he get thrown out? Is that enough? I mean, does he move to a new place and just start breaking through the ceiling of the next place?
Yeah, I don't know what happens there.
Yeah, he has to get charges.
He gets, there's charges of some kind. Just even if it's just destruction of property. And I think that's enough to get him evicted. But is this dude a problem for someone else down the road? Like, I just wish I knew what the motivation was in this whole thing. Why are you trying to get into her apartment?
Maybe he wanted to, check out the drawers, get into her like panty drawer and
panty
stuff.
Guy?
Yeah, that's what Maybe. I think. Maybe. He's a panty guy.
Aren't you all panty guys?
I don't know. I mean, there's some guys that don't.
And there are guys who will actually put money into a vending machine in Japan to get the panties.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's one of those weird things I've sort of decided not to talk about.
Ah.
The top just for kids things.
Don't want to incriminate yourself?
I was just sitting there going, how do I? There's no way.
Just say no.
I'm not. I'm done. The top just for kids things.
Yeah.
This is a poll. What's just for kids? What is just
Lollipops.
For kids? Someone pulled over 2,000 Americans and said, kid things, here they are. Number one, trick-or-treating is for kids.
It is for kids. Yes. That is definitely, that's a good one.
Dolls are for kids.
Oh, I don't know.
Comes in at number two.
Dolls?
Collectible action figures. What's wrong with that?
Do you play with them?
I mean, yeah, a little bit.
Some people collect
dolls.
What do
you mean a little bit?
Sometimes I like to walk around, like, you know, I got like a couple of Matchbox cars.
But for a minute, or are you like, I'm going to sit down and play?
Just as a distraction. Yeah, like I'm watching something on TV, goes to commercial, and I want to muck around or something.
As you're watching TV?
Yeah.
You go get
Are we watching Saturday morning cartoons?
No. Just anything I'm watching, you know, what are you going to do?
What does that sound like? Is that like, those are fighting words, punk, I'll talk.
He really does have all the motions down.
He's
there.
Got it.
Is him on camera doing that?
Dolls, everyone. My daughter, my youngest daughter, my oldest had some normal, you know, love for dolls. My youngest has them everywhere.
Mm.
And dolls suddenly become creepy when everywhere you look, there's one looking at you. It's very strange.
Yeah.
And yet, innocent, fun, she loves them. What am I going to do? Bumper bowling. I don't know bumper bowling.
It's they pull the bumper up so that you can't get a gutter ball. That is for kids. Do not do that. I mean, unless you're just so terrible. I suppose if you were on a date and you're like, I just am an awful bowler. I don't want to go. They're like, oh, we'll pull the bumpers up for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think bowling, I could be wrong, and I'm not trying to offend, you know, all of you who have your own ball and your own shoes and make a, you know.
You're in a league.
Two trips a week to the local, you know, alley. I feel like that's a thing in like an East Coast thing. like in bowling. Winter weather, like that's you go to the bowling alley and you've got something to do and it's fun.
I've definitely bowled way more on the East Coast than I have on the West
and
Coast.
And here it's more of a, we're kind of buzzed or had some drinks and we're somewhere away from home and that's available. We might do that.
Right.
But I don't know anybody in a league. I don't know anybody who's great at it.
Right.
I don't know anybody who wants to go all the time.
I think the key word there is the drinking. Like if you, every bowling alley I've ever been to has a bar and it looks pretty seedy and dark in there. And there's some old guys at the bar there. And then, you know, you're ordering a pitcher just to come over to your lanes.
Stuffed animals, coloring books, Legos, go.
Oh, colorings.
Legos.
I love
adults
coloring
Legos.
Books, but sorry, that's on the list. I just needed to say it real quick. Right.
Coloring books can be therapeutic.
I love them.
Let's see.
I think that whole list is BS, actually. I'm going to go on record.
Dolls? Do you play with dolls?
No, but people can do whatever the heck they want.
Well, that's true, but I mean, you know.
There shouldn't really be age limits.
Really?
There should be. Yeah. You're right. We can play When Did That Happen or How Old Is That Guy? I have them both today.
When did that happen?
When did that happen? An unlucky politician named William Huskinson became the first person to ever be run over by a train. This was in, I guess it was the opening of the Liverpool and Manchester Railway. So when was the first person run over by a train?
I was thinking it's like a Western Railroad thing. This
was
even...
in England. Yeah, this is.
Huh.
So that's a clue right there.
Yeah.
The first person ever run over by a train. I assume he died. They don't confirm that here. William Huskinson.
1876.
1876, says Maddie.
Were trains that late? I was thinking more like the late 1600s, but what do I know?
Well, pick a date.
1790.
Oh.
The late 1600s.
Oh, no.
Okay, so this Bob wins that one.
Hold on. The late 1600s.
What's the year?
I'm looking good, aren't I?
It's 1830, so you're 40 away from it.
Oh, I'm
and,
closer.
Oh, no, you're 46 away. You said 1876. She said 1790.
Uh-huh. Oh. There weren't even trains in the 1700s. Oh, well.
Clearly there
it doesn't,
were.
It doesn't. No, there weren't. Because by the 1830s, apparently, is when people started getting hit by trains. By the way, you went into this with an extra point. So we're currently at 1 point Bob, 1 point Vinny, and no points Maddie. Mm-hmm. All right, let's try this one. The first issue of USA Today was published. The very first issue of USA Today.
The nation's newspaper.
Bob, you're first.
1927.
Vinny?
How would I have any idea?
I'm going to say 1980.
I will say 1979.
It was 1982. That's a point for Vinny.
For all I know, it was the first magazine ever.
You're mean sometimes.
How? I'm not
this
being
makes
mean.
Me feel old.
Oh, you guys remember it.
Yeah, we were all like in our late teens.
That,
at that
makes
point.
Sense. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, that's on me. That's
dare
on me.
You.
I think that was
remember
a year.
It.
That's a year I got my driver's license.
Yeah, I remember it. That's why I guessed 80. And laughed at 20.
All right. The science fiction classic, the original Lost in Space, set in the oh-so-distant year of 1997, premiered on CBS. I'm not talking about the Netflix version of this that happened not that long ago. I'm talking about the original sci-fi classic Lost in Space. Vinny, you are first.
1965
is the correct year, and that's a point for Bob. We're tied 2-2-0.
I hate this game.
I feel it. The Cars frontman, Rick Ocasek, dies at the age of 75. What did that happen, Maddie? When did Rick Ocasek die?
I didn't even know he was dead. 2005.
Oh, 05.
Can you say it again?
The Cars frontman, Rick Ocasek.
Is that a band?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep, it is a band.
Just what I needed.
My heart is actually hurting me right now.
Yeah.
I love that band. They're my favorite band.
Oh, I'll listen to them.
Lots of hits.
Yeah. Candy-O.
2015.
2015, you say. And what do you think, Denny? We got 05 from Maddie.
Yeah, I'm gonna say 2018.
2019 is the year. He died right before the pandemic. Let's see.
I think it made more news because of Paulina.
Yeah.
And all the talking she was doing about how he cut her out of the will and she was
they had divorced and she cared for him. She came back and cared for him through his.
But he was still.
Yeah, he was really mean about it.
Yeah, not nice. Yikes.
All right, this will be the last one. The Taylor Swift song, It's a Love Story, Baby, Just Say Yes, was released. What year was that? And I think...
Is that really a question you're going to ask of these three people?
Mm-hmm. If you can get the exact year, you will win the game.
She can probably recite the credits of where it was written, who it was written about, where it was recorded.
No. It sounded like sour grapes over there.
Yeah, I'm sour.
I don't know. All right.
I actually can't do that.
2019. No.
You're saying 2019. What? Okay. Bob, what would your guess be?
07?
07.
08.
It's exactly 08. And by a score of 5-2 for Bob to 0. Like a huge goose egg for Maddie. It looks like it's El Campeón.
Thanks, everyone.
Goodbye. Keep it here on Alice all day. Mason and Jane will continue to have tickets hourly for Benson Boone every hour on the 5 after all day long. Have a great day. Get through your Monday, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Thank you.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.